Okay. Arkadaş.
Yes, I shall do it. Okay. And as far as timing, would you like me to give you a 5 minute warning? You're planning on about 15 minutes?
After 10 minutes, yeah.
Okay, after 10 minutes, I shall give you a heads up of some sort. Okay, so Jutta, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. I felt already in the meditation. I felt this because I have fear of speaking in front of other people, and I felt already coming up these fears now. And I put them on paper. And the fear of failure, the fear of being embarrassed, the fear then of losing connection because other people then will avoid me because they found me so embarrassing. And then I have no connection to other people. Then I'm alone. Yeah. And I'm, yeah. So I had last week, I had a very important project, which it became reality. And so it was because it was important to me. So I had very much, so many fears. And but I was very happy that my good program friend guide me through. And I put all these fears on paper, and it was really good for me. And it's also written in the big book that we put them on paper. So the first thing is that all these thoughts I have, I can break it down and to name them, and they already this naming them, it's like the ghost who is so undefined, and I give him a name, and so it's getting it loses somehow its power. And then and I prayed a lot, and it was and this praying was really beautiful, because when I have fear, then I and I can turn to God and say to him what I need, then I'm already kind of aligning myself to what I need and what is missing, and he's kind of completing me, because I'm kind of there are different things, and I know I can't do them because I'm not having the power over certain things, and so I can ask for what I don't have to God, and I hope you can it somehow understand what I'm saying. And I really enjoyed then this prayer, because it brings me in a total other in another mood. When I'm praying, then I'm saying what I in which world I want to be in a world of trust and truth and joy and connection. And I ask for these things, and I'm already in this other mood. And God, it says in the big book that we should in the fear prayer, that we should where is it? Okay. We ask him to remove our fear and direct our attention to what he would have us be. At once we commence to outgrow fear. And so I thought today, okay, where is written how he wants us to be? And then it came to my mind, he wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. And so I turned to this happy, joyous, and free Yuta, which is not this fearful ego. And I don't turn to you, I don't turn to God, but I have my attention to this other world. And sorry, my English is not so okay. And there's also written in the big book that we think fear ought to be classed with stealing, And I heard that stealing, this means also that my life, what steals from me? It steals my life from, because I'm in my head obsessed about all these fears and what could happen and what, and then I'm not here in the present moment, and steals my present life, and also it steals from me my connection to others, because if I'm in contact with somebody else and I'm only driven by fear, then I'm not in connection and in love, and I'm just in my own world, and so it steals me also my relationships, and yeah. So yeah, I was really, I mean, fear is a big topic in my life, and I thought of what my biggest fear was always to, or one of my fears was that I should make everything right or take the right decisions, and in the program it helped me a lot that I'm kind of people told me it's not about you cannot do anything right or wrong or something, but I didn't understand, and I thought if I make the right decisions, then everything will be okay. And so I was so obsessed about making decisions, and now I'm more looking inside, and what is my inner attitude, and what is my connection to my higher power, and then it's not so important if it's this or that, and what is outside, people, places, and things. And yeah, and somebody, my neighbor, I wrote him, he should pray for me and before this project, and he sent me then a quote, and she said something like, be careful where your thoughts are, because you are where your thoughts are. That your thoughts are where you want to be. And this is also when I'm in this fear and I'm thinking all of these things what could happen, then my thoughts are there, and I'm there in this fear, atmosphere, fear world, in this and when I turn to I think I said it already, and that's also written that people who believe in God are courageous, and because they think that God, also I learned also in the program that God is for me and the life is for me, and that, because I always thought it's against me when something happened I didn't like or didn't understand. I thought, why me? And I'm the victim and everybody's against me. And now I can see that kind of, I trust in that life is kind of, and God is educating me and sharpening my character also with the things which are happening. And also if it's obviously, if it seems that they are bad things or something which is not easy or not pleasant or difficult, I can see, okay, how do I react, and with what is God's will? And yeah, I think the most important thing is I'm trying to align more and more my life to what God wants from me, and how he sees me and how he wants me to be. And this gives me so much relief, because I'm not the one who has to control everything and has to know everything also. And again, this thing with to doing right or what is right or wrong, I don't have to know it. Because I can ask my guidance, and I can ask God for guidance, and see where I'm guided, and there it's very helpful for me to pray, and also when fears come, that I turn immediately to God, and yeah, That what I also what helped me also to, because I was so excited in the morning when this day was, and then I listened to also to worship song, a specific worship song, and it was so helpful for me also to this music, and then this words like they are saying, I lose my ability to be afraid when I see the way you love me. And that I'm I'm growing into this awareness that God loves me, and so I'm not anymore dependent on other people and approval and okay. Thank you. Yes, you're the light. This also, I think the most important thing is that I don't have to arrange anymore everything, because this is also so, this was so chaos creating. I thought, okay, if there is, if this is exactly like I want to be, then I will be, the fear will not be there because I arrange it. And and then I did it in a certain way. And then I said, no, it's better like the other way. And it was so complicated. And so, I can look that I'm, that I'm my inner connection is there, and so I let guide myself. I think I'm repeating myself now. I think I'm finished already. Thank you.
Thank you, Jutta. That was wow. I think fear is so universal that everything you were talking about sounded just like my own experience in some ways. And I am afraid that I forgot to have us read the 12 steps. So now I'm going to turn off the recording.